welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. McDonald's Corporation dismissed Chief Executive Steve Easterbrook over a recent consensual relationship with an employee, which the board determined violated company policy, the fast food giant said on Sunday. The board found that Easterbrook, who had led McDonald's since 2015, had demonstrated poor judgment involving the relationship, McDonald's said in a news release. Easterbrook relinquished his seat on the company's board as well. The Delhi government has decided to exempt electric vehicles from the odd-even road rationing scheme starting from today. Delhi Transport Minister Kailash Gehlot said in a statement that the number of registered electric vehicles in the city was less than 1,000 and they are not likely to cause any congestion. Private sector lender Yes Bank is aiming to finish a $1.2 billion equity raising exercise by December and willing to give new investors a board seat, according to a top official. The bank, which has claimed that it is in discussions with potential suitors who are willing to pump in up to $3 billion collectively, said it may raise the money either through the North American Family Office, which has made a binding offer to pump $1.2 billion, or through a combination of investors. While panic recently gripped the already slowed down Indian economy following media reports on India selling its gold reserves, the country has the 10th largest gold reserves in the world, revealed data released on Friday on the world official gold holdings. As per the World Gold Council's data, India has 618.2 tons of the yellow metal as holdings, which is 6.9% of the share held in gold in total foreign reserves. 8 of the 10 most valued Indian firms together added over Rs 1.34 lakh crore to their market capitalization last week, with TCS emerging as the biggest gainer. Reliance Industries, Hindustan Unilever, HDFC, ITC, Infosys, HDFC Bank and State Bank of India were the other firms which witnessed a rally in their market capitalization for the week ended November 1st. While Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank finished with losses. WhatsApp had informed the Indian government in September that 121 Indian users were targeted by the Israeli spyware Pegasus. But the IT ministry has contended the information received from the messaging app earlier was inadequate and incomplete. Sources at WhatsApp said the messaging platform has responded to the government's query last week seeking an explanation to the Pegasus spyware that helped unnamed entities hack into the phones of journalists and human rights activists across the world, including India. And that's all we have for you today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.